right, let's do this.
So this is your debut of your new mobile rig.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know where you are. You're down in Savannah.
How would you like to go visiting somewhere? Savannah, perhaps?
What would I do in Savannah?
Well, Atlanta, then.
Savannah would be better for you. You just get in trouble in Atlanta.
What trouble are you talking about?
You know what trouble I was talking about. I was talking about Mr. Ashton Wilkes. He'll be coming to Atlanta when he gets his leave, and you sitting there waiting for him just like a spider.
That's you, just like a spider, Katie.
Do you know how many times this week Dan has looked at me and said, just like a spider?
Has he really?
Yes.
Does he know that it's from the movie Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Has he ever seen Gone with the Wind?
I don't know.
I was a film major.
Were you?
Yeah.
Good to see you putting that to work.
It was good, Mason.
Hey, Kevin McCarthy was a film major at George Mason.
He's my buddy. But there's one other thing you need to know is that even though normally we record on Mondays, we're not recording on Monday this week.
Tuesday, Tuesday, Tuesday is a real good news day.
Today is Tuesday.
You know what that means.
What?
We're gonna have a special
guest. Special guest.
So get out the broom,
sweep the place clean,
and dust off the mat so the welcome can be seen.
Roll out the carpet.
Roll it out.
And give up with a hip hooray.
Hip hooray.
Wiggle your ears like good mouseketeers.
We're gonna present a guest today.
Cause Tuesday is guest star day.
Tuesday.
There's one thing you can count on, Katie.
What's that?
Tuesday, and that is guest star day. If Jimmy Dodd booked the guest is a dick.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate airbeds, air mattresses, or whatever you want to call them. There is no way air should ever be that uncomfortable. And just when you finally manage to fight the discomfort to fall asleep, you wake up with your butt on the floor because it sprung a leak or the edge of the sheet got caught in the valve. Air should never be hard. I hate pseudo camping. And you? I hate you too. It's been a rough week.
Didn't think you'd get that in one take.
Really?
Nailed it.
Did I?
Nailed the hell out of it, yeah. You did good. You did just fine.
You know, I gotta say, that was really tough because I couldn't hear the music.
Really?
Well, the gate cuts out the music when I start talking.
Oh. So, is that going to work against us? When I'm talking, do you hear the music?
Yes. When I'm talking, I don't.
Do you have the thing ticked that says automatic microphone control?
Hold on.
Hey, while you do that, I want to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Dude Walker.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Indeed it is. With our Bi-City broadcast, I'm in Leesburg. And Katie
is in Savannah. I don't see a button that says that, Rob.
It's not a button, really. It's under your preferences, and it would be like automatic level control or something. You want to make sure that's not ticked.
On the Skype?
Yes.
Oh, geez, I was looking on my board.
No, no, dear. Not there.
Don't be patronizing. Okay, so I'm in the audio-video section.
Yes, preferences.
Oh, the automatically adjust microphone settings?
Yeah, you don't want that. You don't want that marked.
It's not.
Well, then, I have no solution for you. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Okay.
That, of course, is
Close
the Wizard of Oz, which Dan knows because he's a film major. So,
Judd is here.
Good.
No, he just ran up the stairs.
Okay, well, what we should do is we should probably start by painting a picture. Oh, and by saying that this is Cake and Cookies. I don't know the episode number, but I think it's in the 40s.
43.
Okay. And,
44.
Okay. And it's a podcast on a weekly basis to let you know that your life isn't so bad in comparison. We'd like to thank everyone at More Broadcasting, like Mike O'Mara, like Oscar Santana, like Tony Bloom, like Gary Stein. Everybody. Everybody. And what would be great is if you went on to the iTunes and found the Cake and Cookies and gave us a 5-star review.
Joe and Rob.
Rob and Joe.
Rob and Joe.
Yeah, we can thank them. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Good job. They're all listed there. If you go into iTunes and you search More Broadcasting, M-O-R-E, and you can give us all 5-star reviews and you can say something pithy.
5 stars.
5 stars. And my stars, it's good to talk to you. It's been just about a week. And the last time we recorded, you were here, right? Weren't you?
Yeah. I was in your house.
That's right. In my home. I let you in.
And we did like almost a 2-hour broadcast.
That's right. That's right. And then you've moved and now you're in Savannah.
Sure am.
Tell me about the move. How'd it go? Are you happy? Are the dogs happy? Is Dan happy?
How do you know if Dan is happy?
Good point. When he gets an A in one of his film classes, he's always happy.
Like, how does Mike Heck let you know?
That's right. He shrugs. He shows you the globes.
He wears a brighter plaid shirt.
All right. So how are you doing?
I'm actually great.
Talk to me about it. Because you know what? You're not that great.
I know. I'm not. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you imagine if, like, in the classic days of the talk show, like if Mike Douglas or Merv Griffin led off with that question, if they said, how are you? And the guest said, I'm great. And then if Mike Douglas said, no, you're not. You're not that great. It's really sort of confrontational.
It's true, though.
It is true.
And you know that it's true. The thing is it's Tuesday.
I know. I'm not going to play it again, no matter how many times you say
it. Is Presley yelling? Can you hear that?
Yeah, why is she so upset?
I have to tell you, I'm like in the attic.
You
are. She's out back. That's how loud that little dog is.
I want to clear this up because it sort of sounded like that you were an addict, and you're not. You're in an attic. The third floor of your house.
I'm in the upstairs, I guess it was like a dormered house and they bumped out the dormers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big sort of office space. But I'm up here recording because there's really no other place for me to record at this point. Our furniture just arrived today.
This is actually the second floor, right?
Yeah.
Because the bulk of your house is on one floor.
Pretty much for the most part, with the exception of this one room that I'm in.
Right, and you chose it because of its acoustics. You sound really good.
Well, this is the only place in the house that has carpet.
And you also don't even have to put a towel over your head or a blanket.
No, not right now,
no. No, you sound good.
We'll see how it goes. I feel, I hear myself a little strangely, so I'll try to figure it out.
Because you're drinking that mysterious marijuana beer that you found in the fridge?
Right, that's it.
Well, I mean, I know it's bottled beer, but you found it. You don't know how old it is.
The real estate agent left it in the fridge out back.
Do you know this or are you assuming this?
No, I know this.
Okay, all right. Because the way you explained it to me is that you were out. Here's what I heard, is that in the dead of night, you grew bored.
And In the dead of night.
Well, no, this is how I heard it. You can't tell me what I heard. I heard that you, in the dead of night, you were in a nightshirt and you had a candle and you went exploring the grounds. And you went into the haunted apartment that's right out in the backyard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you opened the creaky gate.
Let's be clear here.
Yes.
If I was wearing a nightshirt and had a candle and the gate creaked and it was dark out there, I would turn, hide, and run myself right back inside.
You'd run so fast the candle would go out. But that's not what I heard.
The candle wouldn't even go out. I'd be like, I'd blow it out myself so I could run inside.
And you went and explored the haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
The extra house.
Nightmares the other day when you were talking about the hands coming out of the Willy Wonka wall.
Okay, well, we're not even to that part yet. That's another haunted portion of your home.
You have to stop trying to scare me.
I'm not. I'm just telling you how it is.
Okay, tell me what you heard.
No, really, You made it sound like you went out to that one place where there is a refrigerator because mm-hmm. you don't have your appliances yet, and you found four beers. And
I did. I didn't know they were there.
So
I knew are
you
that the
certain?
Real estate lady had put beer, a bottle of champagne, a bottle of white wine, a quiche.
Oh, Eddie, give me a quiche.
In the refrigerator of the studio apartment, because okay. that's where the only refrigerator is.
Well, you have the wine fridge.
Yeah, but it doesn't go cold enough to...
I suppose you're right. And if you were to make it cold enough, it would ruin the champagne.
Truth. Well, the... Well, hey, Judd.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom.
Had a little walk on there. I heard it.
Right. I thought he had drank all of this beer.
Okay.
I didn't know that there was anything in that refrigerator. I opened the door and I swear to God, I heard angels sing.
There was four beers. Was it a four pack or were two mysteriously gone?
No, it was a six pack. We drank the white wine. We drank the champagne.
Yes.
We ate the quiche. I thought because we had drank the white wine and the champagne, I thought we had also... finished off the beer.
Of course you did, because you had the quiche and the wine and the beer and the champagne, and then you said it's time to start my day.
Well, you get to a point where you forget these things.
Well, yeah, you're not really detail oriented. So
well, after you've had a bottle of champagne and a bottle of wine,
yeah, you're gonna lose your
details.
Lose.
Fly right out the window.
There's gonna be the occasional I without a dot. There's going to be a non-crossed T.
Exactly.
So you found the beer, but you couldn't find a bottle opener. So you opened it with pliers or channel
sure
locks,
did.
As we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So are you, how much have you had tonight?
I had two glasses of wine at dinner.
Total.
Dan, can you pick that thing up there on the floor? It looks like somebody chewed on it.
Did someone chew on it because she had two glasses of wine at dinner?
It wasn't me.
Okay, good. So you can't cook in your house because you haven't any appliances. So I assume you went out to dinner?
Yes.
Where did you go and what did you have?
Well, I'm a little embarrassed about where we went tonight.
Why?
Because it was a chain restaurant, even though it was a nice chain restaurant. The fact is I think I even feel this way about like Northern Virginia and DC and everything. I never like to go to chain restaurants because.
Right. For one thing, it takes business away from the mom and pops.
It's true. It's
right.
absolutely true.
I'm with you.
But it's a fantastic chain restaurant. We went to Bonefish.
Okay, that's a good place. I've been there.
Oh, it's a great place. Are you kidding?
Lots of good sauces to dip stuff in.
True. Fact is, it's a fantastic place.
And
so
you know what else?
Bonefish.
They have lots of great signature drinks at Bonefish.
Do they?
Yeah. Like raspberry martinis and stuff like that. But you were mostly just drinking wine.
The gentleman beside me was drinking old fashions.
Attaboy.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I imagine it's probably easy to get a good old fashioned in a town like Savannah.
I think it seems pretty likely.
Yeah, yeah. So you got there and you drank a bottle of wine with dinner.
No.
Hey, can we?
I had two glasses of wine.
And then you've had a beer.
Half a beer.
All right, but pretty soon it'll be a whole beer. And it's more than half because I've heard the size of the sips you've been taking.
No, I'm legit. Dan, how much is in that beer?
Not even half.
Not even half.
He's playing both sides against the middle.
He has on headphones. He can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi, Dan.
He waved.
Sounded like he shook his collar.
That would have been Presley.
Dan,
that's Judd. He's
Dan's
got an itch.
Dan's got an itch. While we're talking about Dan, and I don't want to go someplace where I'm not welcome, but I know that you went out to dinner another day this week. Wow.
Those are some ears.
Can we get them a flea collar or something?
They're front-lined. They're fine.
All right. You're just shaking them out.
Their ears. Like, if you had ears that big, you would shake them all the time.
I suppose I would. I'm just surprised if the ears that they have, as she shook like that they didn't take to the air.
It's well, that was Presley.
Okay.
And I'm not convinced that she can't fly. She's got some ears.
It's going to happen, and it's going to happen in Savannah. We got flying dogs in Savannah.
Woo!
But true or false?
Okay.
The other night, Dan overindulged and insisted on taking the dogs for a walk when he got home.
Yes. Yes.
And true or false, you were upset because you were afraid that this was the man that was going to be making the first impressions to your new neighbors.
And he was.
And he was staggering drunk.
He doesn't remember going for the walk.
Okay,
and he came home and told me about all the neighbors that he met.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
That's got to stop. Yes. What did he tell you? What was the recreation of the whole thing?
I had honestly put it out of my mind.
Oh, I stayed with it. I thought this was a wonderful story.
Well, I do have to say that aside from the elderly woman next door, no other neighbors have come by to say hello.
Well,
since then.
Obviously, they wouldn't come that night because he was, you know, in the throes of inebriation. And they wouldn't come the first part of the next day because they sensed his hangover. So that 36-hour period doesn't count. You know what you better do is you better get yourself an oven, start baking and handing out cookies. That's the only way you can save this.
I don't know that me baking is going to save anything.
Maybe you could buy cookies and distribute them or gift cards. Just something.
That might be a good idea.
Hey, I got you a case of bottled water. Welcome to the neighborhood. So
I have a feeling like cases of liquor would do better around these parts.
Yeah, but you don't want to reinforce what they already think.
Truth.
Is the fact that there's two hopeless alcoholics in the old Granville place.
Not helping matters myself.
No. But at least you're not out and parading it.
No. Dan was like a parade.
Yeah, well, Dan is, you know what? Dan is a good drunk.
Is he?
Isn't he? Don't you think? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he would have done anything.
I didn't see him that night.
He wouldn't do anything.
I refused to go with him. He was mad that I wouldn't go for a walk with him and the dogs. And I'm like, you're too drunk to go meet people.
Oh,
no.
Oh, the honeymoon's over. But don't you think that even in the throes of alcoholic inebriation, the best kind, he would not do anything that would ruin anything? He might embarrass himself.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would ruin anything.
You know, if you
want
to talk about embarrassing yourself, I perfectly sober completely until... Well, actually, we both completely embarrassed ourselves at Target last night.
Yeah, you sent me a text. May I read the text?
The text is embarrassing, but sure.
Yeah, it was... This was good because I was watching the television. You started off on some show I should be watching. And
yes,
by the way,
you need to be watching Alpha House.
When I said I was binge watching TJ Hooker, you knew that was a joke, right?
No.
Oh, that was I not binge watching TJ Hooker.
How am I supposed to know that that is not a joke from you?
Because I was reading back and I thought, oh, my God, she doesn't know I'm joking.
How would I know that you were joking about TJ? You legitimately like watch.
I know.
Rob.
But that's.
There is no way for me to think that that's a joke.
All right. The takeaway from this episode, if nothing else, folks, I'm not binge watching TJ Hooker.
I'm not sure you're not.
I'm not.
You might be backtracking.
Rockford Files, yes. TJ Hooker, no. And I love the fact that when I said it, instead of laying like going, ha ha, or LOL, you wrote, can't you try to be a little more relevant?
I meant it too.
I know. And my reply was, I'm rather relevant. So anyway.
At that point, I was like, oh my God, I hurt your feelings. Read back the next one.
No. We've got to go back to the real reason that you texted, which was last night at 8:45. You wrote me, big story for tomorrow. I peed myself in Target because I laughed so hard at Dan. And you know what? It's hip because it's I peed at Target BC because I laughed so hard at Dan. You're using the kids' nomenclature. You're too busy to write out because.
No, so, I was still laughing so hard.
Okay, so at 8:47, Katie writes, big story for tomorrow. I peed myself in Target because I laughed so hard at Dan. My reply, sexy.
Yes.
40 minutes later, you write, not only did I laugh so hard I peed a little, I broke blood vessels under my eyes.
That wasn't 40 minutes later. That was 12 hours and
oh,
40
it's this
minutes
morning.
Later.
Yeah, okay, it is this morning. Very
yeah.
good. And you know what's great about that?
I didn't notice it until this morning. I like... washed my face and everything, and I looked in the mirror and I was like, what's wrong with my eyes?
What's really great is that
it's this makeup and I'm trying to wipe it off. And then I realized, oh no.
When you said you peed yourself, I say sexy, like trying to get more out of the story somehow. But when you say you broke blood vessels, nothing for 8 hours. I mean, not even hope you feel better. OMG. It's like, I can't do anything with this. I'm putting my phone in my pocket.
I can't laugh any harder than I have. It's why my voice, like, it's why I'm hoarse.
Okay. So you were at Target. And when you move to a new home.
Can we pee again?
When you move to a new home, you might as well dig a secret underground Playboy tunnel to Target because you live there. You just got to go there all the time. So why?
Target and Home Depot.
Yes.
You will go to Target, and every time you go to Target, you will spend $100. Every time you go to Home Depot, you will spend $200.
Precisely.
I don't know what that is.
Is that on your end or mine?
That's mine.
Is Dan turning green and splitting his shirt open?
I think there's a motorcycle outside.
Okay. It's a haunted motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. So
you're at Target. Let's take this slow. You know what this is like? This is like film noir because we know how the story is going to end already.
No, we do.
This is like Sunset Boulevard. The first shot of Sunset Boulevard, we know that Joe Gillis is dead and he's floating in a pool. And you're going, but why? With the story of Katie, we know she's going to wet her pants mm-hmm. and bust a blood vessel in her eye, but we don't know why. This is like the first draft of Pulp Fiction in which okay. we replace murders with urination. Start at the beginning, a very good okay. place to start. Why did you have to go to Target?
Hold on, I have a list.
Okay, good.
I'll read my list to you.
Well, the details are key, and that's what's going to make that's what separates us from the other podcasts like Corolla.
Truth. We have details.
He doesn't have a list or broken blood vessels or wet pants.
I needed Dove soap, a 3-to-2 prong plug adapter.
Hey, you know what? You and Mike O'Mara both use Dove.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Too slippery. I mean, don't you think? A little bit?
No, I love it.
I like the good abrasive action of Dial.
Oh, gosh, no. That's too harsh.
No, it's wonderful. It's why I have this winning glow.
I'm a delicate flower.
You are.
So I also needed bleach, teapot.
No, hold on. The bleach. Do you also bathe with the bleach? Because that's harsh, too.
No, I wanted to clean the sinks with bleach.
Oh, my God. And if you start cleaning sinks, it'll take you all day. You have so many of them.
Just in the kitchen.
That's right.
I know.
So you had bleach and a teapot.
Shower stuff holder.
Oh, like a caddy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the word. When I typed it out, I was like, there's got to be a better way to write this.
Shower stuff holder. You know what? I love when there's an obscure word that people don't know that it applies to something, but it is an actual word. For example, today on the Mike O'Mara program, part of the Moore Broadcasting System, we were discussing bingo. And Mike said,
bingo?
Yeah, bingo. You know, like old people play and kids. And,
oh, so not like the song.
No. Or the drummer for the Beatles.
Oh, that's not right.
I know. I'm just not good with consonants. So he said, is it the kind of bingo where you have to put like chips down or do you have the ink magic marker stampy thing? I said, that's a dauber.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, it is. It's what it's called. It was invented by the co-star of Mork and Mindy, Pam
not
Dauber.
Not to be confused with Harry Potter's little elf friend.
Yeah, his little elfin buddy that leaves spots everywhere. Dauber the house elf.
He's not very good at being a house elf.
No, because he leaves spots everywhere.
He leaves spots everywhere.
That's right. And then when there is a blackout in your house, he yells, bingo! But as you know, that's not the reason I brought you here.
No.
So you went to the Target and you had to buy all your things, your bleach and your tea kettles. How many tea kettles?
None.
How many ideally would you buy?
Well, the thing is, because all of our stuff arrived yesterday, but I've been going through like a coffee withdrawal.
So I've been trying to make tea, but I make it in the microwave. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
And I talked myself out of it because I didn't find any that I liked. And I knew that I had one in a box somewhere.
Did you see any of the KitchenAid enamel tea kettles?
Like the ones that heat up the water itself?
No, no, not an electric tea kettle, an actual stove tea kettle. Do you have a stove right now?
Yes, I have a stove.
Well, good for you. Carrie got a tea kettle from the kids for Christmas. That's maroon, that matches our kitchen that we bought at the Target. And it's a nice one.
Did she get five?
Five tea kettles?
Five maroon.
No, maroon five.
That was good. Bad.
I like that. just not a lot. The ideal teapot, would it be short and stout?
And when you tip it over, it pours out.
Exactly. I mean, if we're in an ideal world.
If we're in an ideal world, that is the teapot that you aim for. I'm not going to lie. The last time
That's our policy here.
Right. The last time I bought a teapot, I actually looked up reviews online.
Okay. That's like a mental patient. It is a metal vessel that boils water. Metal vessel.
Yes.
It's a metal vessel.
And I'm metal vessel.
Metal vessel. And
I'll be rocking you out all night long.
Until the music boils. So you told me in another location that when you got to the line, that the lines, there was only three open?
There were only three checkers, like, on. And there was the self-checkout, but there's only one.
I don't do self-checkout.
I would say it was probably like four deep at each line.
This is like the Savannah social mecca. You went to a nightclub.
It was hopping.
Yeah. And how fast were the lines moving?
Not very.
So you were stuck in line. So, you know, we're up on a break here. But already you have set the scene that it is not ideal.
No, but I do have to say, like, once, like, your tension kind of builds up that much.
Yes, you need a release.
When it breaks, it's like a waterfall.
No, I can understand. I think some of the times that I have laughed the hardest have been in times of great stress. Like,
right. It's like a release.
It
winds up being crying or laughing or both.
And because you and Dan really, because you're new to the town, right, it would be a bad move for you to make love at Target. The only release you have is either crying or laughing.
Exactly. Or both.
Or both, which sometimes results when I make love, though not at Target. Oh, there are tears. There are tears.
Yours or hers?
Usually hers, then me. Because
you're
it's a whole thing. Yeah, it's become a thing. It's a thing because she laughs when I cry. It's horrible. It's why we
back and forth.
It's why we only have two
Hi-yo.
Kids. That's right. So anyway, you're waiting in line. The line is long. You're dissatisfied with the customer service.
Yes.
People are locked in. Because once you commit to being in a line, you're there.
Oh, you can't switch lines either.
No. And you're gauging yourself against other people in lines?
Exactly.
By the way, never do self-checkout. Never.
If you don't have alcohol, I have no issues with it.
No, never do it. I used to make a decent living checking groceries. I'm not going to do it for free.
Right. Okay.
Pay me and give me benefits.
I see what you're saying. Create jobs.
That's right. And you know what? Peace and love.
Peace and love. So don't forget to vote.
This tea kettle is no good. It's tall and slim. It's very tall and slim. I tipped it over. Nothing came out.
Nothing.
I'm going to the car. Screw you, Target.
F you, Target.
All right. We're going to get to the bottom of the busted blood vessel.
I love Target, by the way.
I do, too. It's great.
Okay. I know.
They have everything. Hey, is it a super Target? Do they have groceries?
Mm-hmm. And cold beer and wine.
Another great place for release.
So it's not just super, it is super!
So we'll get back and talk about Katie's release when we return right here on Cake and Cookies. Now, you know what's funny, Katie, is we broke there not just because we needed to take a break time-wise, but if you told the rest of the story without peeing, what was going to happen?
I'd pee again.
So we mustn't let that happen.
No, I can't. I don't have a washing machine.
Oh, God. You could maybe rinse them out in one of your many sinks.
Yeah.
All right, with that in mind, let us go back to 1985. Washington's best music, 105 WABA. Not the right jingle. 1630 KCJJ. So when you were at Target, did you make any impulse buys or did you stick just to your list?
Stuck to the list.
Atta girl, that's the way to do it.
Oh no, I'm a list maker and a list taker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a risk taker?
No.
Are you a joker? A smoker?
I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker.
I'm the Pompatus of love.
I really love your peaches.
Thank you. I want to shake my tree.
Gonna.
Hey, you know what? You're in Georgia, so you're now all about peaches.
I am a peach.
All right. Before we get to our accent-driven topical comedy, let us rejoin. It is Cake and Cookies. I'm Cake.
I'm Cookie.
And we are in two different locations, and I think it's working quite well. All right, thanks.
I think so.
You could have jumped in a little quicker.
I looked around. I don't know why. I honestly looked around to be like, I think it is too. And then I answered.
Yeah. Did you stay quiet so as not to wake Dan?
Actually, Judd is asleep on the floor. They have been snooting so hard from the moment they wake up.
Really?
Until they just like pass out in the evening. Judd looks like somebody shot him.
Oh, no.
Presley, just now, she just curled up on my lap.
So you guys are all alone. Your whole family is all together up in the attic. That's
right
great.
Now, yeah, they've never been up here before.
I would imagine they probably don't like steps that much, so they must have really wanted to be up there.
They're really steep steps.
But they made it.
It's really funny to watch them go down. The very top step is about, it's more like a step and a half.
Okay, because they didn't plan it. Because the builder didn't plan it right.
Yeah, there's steep steps anyhow. And then that final very top of the stairs step is really big.
Right.
When they go down, it's hilarious because they
it's got to be almost scary.
Yeah, they sort of bulk at that first one. And then once they get going, it's just ears in like butt wagons. It's hilarious.
Now, you know, did you actually see Presley climb the steps? Because it's possible she flew up.
I didn't see her. I didn't.
She might have gone. No, I don't want to think that I've got some sort of weird psychedelic wrong thing in my brain, but doesn't Snoopy sometimes fly?
Yeah.
His ears become like propellers, right?
Well, yeah.
And I'm not imagining this.
No, you're right. And I think that was like the inspiration for the Red Baron, right?
I don't know. I think that must have come later when Charles Schulz started to lose his mind.
But I feel like Snoopy did fly.
But I mean, not fly like pretend fly on his doghouse, but fly, his ears would become like a propeller and he'd fly around. Or am I losing my mind?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to do some research.
I was going to say, I think we need to Google this.
Because I'm not drunk. Okay. I don't care what you say.
Oh, there's one of us.
Okay. Let's get back. You are at Target. That is not half empty.
Not anymore.
That is 100% empty. So you're at Target and you're in line and it's taking too long. What?
I just remembered what happened again. It's so funny. And I don't even know that it's that funny. It was so funny to me.
How long do you think you were in line while you were?
Oh, God, we were in line almost as long as we were at Target.
Oh, wow. So you're there a long time.
So that's where I start like really getting irritated.
Right.
But I'm trying to like keep my cool. So we are trying to get through the line and then we finally get up to the line. At this point, we unpack the cart.
Right. Oh, you actually had enough stuff that you had a cart.
Well, no, we were supposed to have enough stuff that we had a cart, but we didn't. Well, like half the list got left behind. Like we just couldn't figure out what we wanted. So we only got like half the list. So this is where I leave Dan to finish checking out and I'm going to go put the buggy away.
Okay. It's a cart.
It's a cart. I'm going to go put the cart away.
Okay, now I want to jump in with a late-breaking update.
I knew it.
When I Googled Snoopy flying...
Oh, okay.
Before I found a picture of Snoopy with helicopter ears, there is actually a picture of Snoopy in a plane, in a seat. Like he's flying in a plane as a passenger. That's how obscure what I'm looking for is.
Wait, as a passenger, not the pilot?
No. This is, I mean, there's lots of him flying his doghouse.
Right.
But then there's a picture of him, and it looks like he's in first class.
Oh.
He's wearing the kind of headphones that are like Imus headphones. They look like a stethoscope.
What?
Because Snoopy's watching a movie, I guess, an in-flight movie.
And well, that's weird.
It is. But anyway, under that, yes, yeah. Snoopy can fly with his ears.
Okay.
And apparently he's got enough lift that he can bring Linus with him. Not my dog, but Linus right. Van Pelt, Lucy's little brother. So, that said.
I leave Dan to unpack the cart.
Okay.
And I go to put the cart away.
Thank you. You know, some people even call them a bass cart, but I think cart is the proper nomenclature.
Or a buggy.
I don't like that.
What you hear right now, though, is Dan is trying to open a beer with the pliers.
You know what? You really should have gotten a bottle opener at Target.
Oh my God.
What?
You just spilled beer all over Presley. Presley, baby, it's okay.
Oh, it's the start of an alcoholic dog right there. How much beer got on her?
I don't know, but I guess apparently it spilled all over Dan too, but I immediately...
But mostly you were worried about the dog.
Consoled the dog.
Yeah.
And didn't say a word to Dan.
Yeah, that's going to work out well.
He's mad.
Well, of course he is.
I think he's still mad from yesterday.
He'll get over it.
Okay.
Oh, now here's a question that will help set the scene. And this is actually just like a look ahead. When you were laughing so hard at Target, was Dan also laughing?
No.
Oh, so there is a darkness to this story.
No, Dan was not laughing while I was laughing.
All right. So you're in line.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, Dan is in line. I go to put the cart away.
Right.
When I turn around, there's all these people, and I'm like, where did Dan go?
Right.
And then I see Dan, and he's got like four bags in his hands.
Okay.
So he's got two in each hand, and they're pretty full.
Right.
And so there's four bags and a large thing of toilet paper.
Was he able to find his brand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
We don't buy it if we can't find it.
Atta girl.
That's just the way it goes.
Right.
So his hands are full. And all day long, he'd been complaining that he had a hole in the pocket of his shorts.
Okay.
And like at one point, we were walking around and like the keys fell through.
So I'm guessing probably front right pocket.
Front. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You can talk, Dan.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed McMahon.
That was so way more Ed McMahon than Foghorn Leghorn Dan. Okay.
That is correct, sir.
So you wanted Dan right there to pull the Foghorn Leghorn.
I thought he would, but he...
So you wanted him to, like, you would say, so you have a hole in the front left or front right pocket of your shorts, and what you wanted to hear was...
What's I say, son? What's the gimmick? Well, what's it all about? I say, that's no chicken, son. I'm a chicken. Rooster, that is.
So, and instead what you got was, here's Johnny.
Yep.
He let you down.
No.
Well, see,
Dan doesn't let me down.
People should know that ever since you relocated to Savannah, even though Atlanta would be better for you. Ever since
Savannah will be better for you.
Even though you've relocated to Savannah, Dan has been talking like Foghorn Leghorn.
It's the truth.
But that does not apply to this story.
No, by the third day.
I'm assimilating.
Wow. Character voices.
By the third day, we woke up in the morning and I was like, oh, this airbed is just killing me. And Dan's like, yes, it is. And I was like, are we still doing this?
That's kind of like when someone says something that's totally off the wall and you say, What? Is that a thing now?
Exactly.
Is Dan so talking like Foghorn Leghorn? It's a thing now. All right. But we let us table that discussion.
Yes. And okay, I believe so I'm using that. I turn that, around
right.
from the putting the cart away area.
Right. The corral.
And I'm facing the area where there's all the people exiting the checkout.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of people. When I don't see Dan for a second, then I do see him and he's got four bags and a giant thing of like 16 rolls of toilet paper under his arm.
Right.
Okay.
He's, you know what? He doesn't want to be your beast of burden.
What?
He doesn't want to be your beast of burden.
But he is.
I know.
So the next thing I notice shoots down his leg a roll of dog bags. A dog, like dog poop bags.
Oh, okay. Now, what people need to know is the dog poop bag, it comes in a tightly compact roll. It's about the size of, do you remember when you used to get 35 millimeter film?
Exactly.
And it would come in a little plastic thing. That's like the size of this roll of bags. And if you let them go, they're going to roll for a mile. Mm-hmm. And so did he have dog poop bags in his pocket?
Yes.
A roll, and he turned, and they fell down his leg, almost like a magician, pulling out.
This roll of poop bags.
Yes, but like a magician, when he pulls out like a long streamer out of his mouth.
He keeps walking. He doesn't notice it for a second. And this is when I'm like, oh no. And then like a second later, he's like, what is that? And I see it happen from afar.
What's this?
Exactly. There's like that moment of recognition upon his face.
Well, yeah, because there's that, you have to make at least three or four revelations before you realized what's happened. Because it's like, I don't know why this is, and I've got a hole in my, and the dog poop bag, and they're... Oh no!
My arms are filled.
And I can't do anything about it. Meanwhile, all the kids are watching him and he's saying, this is the worst magic act I have ever seen.
So then he goes, and it's loud enough that I can hear him. But it's not very loud. But it's just, God damn it. And that's when I couldn't breathe anymore. And there's like these two big women that are trying to walk around them, and they're like, what the hell is up with this kid?
Yeah, this kid has just dropped like 40 feet of plastic.
Like, so then this is the best part. This is when I lost it so hard.
Yes.
He bends over to pick it up.
Yes.
And he kicked it, and the whole roll just like shot across the floor in front of the entire like checkout area.
All the people that are stuck waiting in line are getting a show. They're getting the Dan show.
And then there's the fact that like Dan has no idea that anyone can see him.
Right.
Like, he's just oblivious to the world around him.
Well, he's focused on...
He is the star.
He's 100% focused on getting this resolved. And the Dan show is being watched by everybody in town. Everybody in Savannah.
He's so mad.
Yeah.
He's so mad. I can see it. He's mad that there's a hole in his pocket.
Yep.
He's... And the poop bags like wiggled their way through the hole in the pocket, and then he's mad and kicked it, and he's chasing this damn roll of poop bags down the checker.
And he's got, does he still have, is he still weighed down with all the groceries?
Bags in his arm.
That poor guy. The poor guy, the star of the Dan show.
Don't forget my awful wife cackling in the background.
Yeah, you know, that can't have been helping. I've seen you really, really laugh before, Katie, and it's not subtle. As a matter of fact, Exhibit A might be this.
24 hours later, and I still can't get it together. We got home. It was like 3 hours later. We laid down to go to bed, and I just started laughing again.
I bet he said, "God damn it," again.
Well, by the time we got to the car.
Yes.
And I
was by the way, there's almost no way. There's no way to re-roll those up. Those are gone.
No. You just...
Yes, you know what, Katie? They're gone.
She's gone!
He's like trying to gather them up and his arms are full of bags and I'm laughing so hard.
Were you laughing to a point?
Yeah, I can't help him because at this point I'm laughing so hard.
Quite literally crippled.
Just wait. All I'm trying to do is not pee.
Okay. Now, I don't ask this from any sort of prurient background or trying to learn this in the wrong way, but I have to know. When did you get to the point where you released? Because you just couldn't anymore.
Yeah.
Was it? Well.
No, it was just a little. Psst. Okay. It wasn't a full on.
Oh, I understand. I mean, it wasn't a full on.
Oh dear.
I didn't expect to see Niagara Falls, but right. I mean, if it really was. Did people turn around because you were trying to get their attention?
No. But it was to the point where I was like,
did it happen when it first happened or as it built?
No. When he kicked it. When he bent over and kicked the roll of poop bags and it shot out from him in front of the whole checkout like area.
Right.
That's when I was like, I'm going to have to concede this one.
Yeah. Okay. Advantage poop bag.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad that went okay for him.
No. By the time we make it to the parking lot, by the time he gathers up all the poop bags, by the time like he gathers me up too.
Right.
We walk out and he, I cannot stop laughing.
Yeah. You're gone. You're absent. I'm not going to play the song again. You are gone.
No, I'm beyond. I don't even. He won't walk down. Like, he. like there's cars on one side. There's the road that you drive down. Then there's the cars on the other side.
Right.
He won't walk on the same side of the parking lot as me.
Are you at least helping him with some of the groceries?
No. Still can't.
So you are walking.
Still, like, I would take two steps and be like.
You did more damage to your reputation than he did walking home drunk. Because you know what you are now? The crazy lady in the parking lot of Target, not carrying anything, just taking two steps and laughing. That's
true.
The crazy lady over there in the Burn Bomb place. She just laughs and laughs. Look at you.
By the time we get to the car, I was like, Dan, I kind of peed. And he was like, you deserved it.
Well, God, if only he had some sort of container meant to contain refuse.
Right.
He could have given you a poop bag.
Or toilet paper. Just whatever.
He could have peed in the poop bag.
So we get in the car. And
did you throw away the poop bags?
Down,
did you throw
I
them away?
I start laughing all over again.
Oh,
and he
God.
Flips on the seat heater and he's like, you deserve that too. I hope it makes the pee hot. Jeez Louise. He's really mad.
Yeah. You know, he wasn't tree kicking mad, but he was pretty close. Now,
pretty close.
Did the bags, when you gathered them up, did you just throw them away or did you bring them back to the car?
No. That was the worst part. They never like completely released themselves from his pocket. So they were still connected. They were still connected to him when he's trying to gather them up. So at one point when he's standing there, he has to put the bags down. He has to put the bags down and like tether them through his pocket.
And meanwhile, the bags are just blowing in the wind. He's like a brand new bicycle. with streamers on the handlebars.
I am completely useless to help my husband.
Oh, God.
In his moment of need.
And that's how it happened.
I still am.
You know, it's a good thing we didn't record last night. This topic was too hot.
It never would have happened.
Oh, that's true.
This moment would not have happened because we didn't record last night. Dan and I went to Target.
It's a magical thing, this show. It brings a lot of good, doesn't
it? It's a blessing.
It is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
God forbid you could have been deprived of that.
Bless his heart.
The stars had to align. The stars had to align.
I know.
Can Dan come close to the microphone for a second?
No, he left. Oh, he did? So mad.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
He's not going to like this episode.
I don't think so.
Oh, dear. And you know what? All I had to bring to the table
Savannah
is that I went.
Savannah will be better for you.
The only thing I had to bring to the table is that when I go to the eye doctor, I hate when they squirt air in your eye.
Oh, I don't like that. That's the worst.
When they said, now I want you to put your head in this chin thing, and and there's going to be a puff of air, and then it's like it might as well be 100 years because you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and they say, are you looking at the green dot?
Oh, I hate that green dot.
And I said, I am. And they said, there's going to be a slight puff of air. And I'm like, when? And just when you think you're safe, then you get.
They do it on purpose.
I think they must. I do. I don't like going to the eye doctor. But you know what? The eye doctor story doesn't hold a lot of water next to the Dan story with the poop bags.
So this morning, when I got up and I washed my face, I thought I had eye makeup around my eye.
Sure.
And have you ever gotten really sick and thrown up so hard that you've burst some little blood vessels around your eyes?
I don't think I have, but I know it can happen.
Right. Well, I laughed so hard I have burst blood vessels.
Now, when that happened and you told Dan, he was probably happy that that happened to you.
I don't know that he was happy.
I don't know. I bet he was. Because he put on the seat heater.
He came upstairs. Hold on. Come back. We need you. I gotta do stuff. What do you have to do stuff?
We're doing stuff. This is
We're
stuff.
We're doing stuff. This is stuff.
This is our legacy. This is our version of
baseball draft.
Oh,
he's got baseball to draft? Opening
he has
day.
A fantasy baseball draft.
Yeah, it's coming up. The opening day is Monday, so he...
take your beer with you.
I did.
Will you call a message out to him for me then?
Wait. Rob wants me to tell you something.
Tell him I'm sorry. The poop bag thing happened.
I don't think I can tell him.
No, I think you should. I think that's the first step to healing.
Rob says.
Do it.
Rob says he's sorry that the poop bag thing happened. Hear what he said?
No, I did not. What did he say?
He just looked at me and whispered, like a spider.
Well, I tell you what, call the Marconi Museum for excellence in broadcasting, because we have now told one story.
I'm sorry.
But it was terrific.
I'm legitimately weeping. I'm pretty sure I have eye makeup on today. I'm pretty sure that I have wrapped it clean around the sides of my head.
Deedle, you had me hanging on every word. I loved it, and I think, you know what? This is going to start a new era of your relationship.
Remember that time I laughed so hard at Target? Not only did I pee my pants, but I burst blood vessels around my eyes.
I don't know if it's going to be in divorce papers or commitment papers, but this story will be entered someday in a legal document. You have my word on
papers,
it.
Like she was committed.
Yes, I do. Don't worry, we'll visit. I'll bring you fruit.
I have laughed myself into a headache.
Oh, Lord. Okay, well, I'm sure I have lots of questions, but so does the listener. So when we return, we will entertain your questions, and hopefully you too. Hey, you know what would be great? Could you get a bag of poop bags, a roll of poop bags, and put them on like a pencil?
You threw them like a Chinese yo-yo?
No, and just have Dan run around, and they'd be behind him like a streamer. It would be like synchronized dancing. You know those ribbon dancers?
Yes, they were silver. So it was almost like they were shiny when they shot. Oh, my God.
All right. Stick around, folk. We're going to come back and do some more. If you're still listening, God bless you. It's Cake and Cookies right after this. You know, I feel we are pretty closely connected with our listeners, Katie, and I would love, if I may be so bold as to say, wouldn't it be nice if someone drew an artist recreation of that event? I can guarantee we would make it our cover page on the Facebook page.
The poop bags were silver, if that helps anyone.
I guess.
I feel like now I need to go, just to, make amends, I need to sew up his pockets.
Okay, that'd be good. But you know what? Really, if you really want to fix it, sew the bottom and the top. So you can't put anything in them.
Can't even put anything in them?
Yeah, an empty pocket. I believe it's an old Chinese proverb. An empty pocket never drops a poop bag.
I think that's a Chinese proverb.
I think it might be. I'm not sure. Let me check. Oh, but first, we got to play the best music.
The best music, WLS.
Wrong jingle.
ABC.
Popcorn Shotgun.
1630 KCJJ. Man, you love jingles.
I really do.
I know.
Hey, you know what?
What?
How about this?
He's cake. She's cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Laughing dude.
Laughing dude is the best dude of them all. Did he really have a fantasy baseball draft, or is he just pissed?
No, it's true.
Okay, good.
Look at the time now. He left at 9 o'clock exactly.
He had an appointment.
Right. They made it at 9 o'clock so the people on the West Coast could...
I want you to know we really want it all to work out with you two.
It's going to be fine.
All righty, good. That's nice. That's good. All right, it is cake and cookies, and we have reached the popular third portion of our program in which we entertain your questions.
Segment 3.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
Remember when we had a thing that was I listen to all three?
Mm-hmm.
That lasted for a little while, right?
You're wrong. It's I listen to the third.
I listen to the third. Okay, very good. Grace Horacek writes, Dear Rob and Katie and possibly Judd, do you still have dogs up there?
Yes.
Do you have beer-soaked dog?
He moved.
I thought it was Presley that got the beer on her.
Well, Presley is over on the other side of the room. She looks like someone shot her.
They're very tired.
They're so tired. Snootin' is hard work.
Linus went to his first dog park today.
What? He's never been to a dog park before?
No, Carrie took him, and her explanation was he was confused.
Oh, he'll get it. He'll get it. You got to go again.
He looked around. He scares... treated him like he was starting middle school. She said, for a while, he tried to fit in. He pretended to fit in.
Okay.
I said, dogs don't pretend.
Does he know how to play? He probably doesn't know how to play.
He knows how to play. He's fine.
With other dogs?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. I was
right.
working.
He doesn't know how to play with other dogs.
How do you teach him?
You just take him back until he gets it.
All right, we'll take him back then. All right, and you're clearing your throat like you mean it, so I guess we
Sorry.
Have to. That's all right.
I laugh so hard, I'm still hoarse today.
Rolling across the front of the store.
Like 8 rows of checkout line.
Dear Robin, Katie, and possibly Judd, if you were a superhero, what would you call yourself, and what powers would you have?
Okay.
I don't know that I would have any sort of special name, but I would definitely want to fly. I think flying would be great.
Okay, I would be Electra Girl.
Ah, very good.
When I was in high school, a friend of mine who actually has and now is a cartoonist, I had static really bad, And he drew a cartoon of me.
Yes.
With like my static hair.
Oh no.
and called me Electric Girl.
Oh, because of the electric and the static.
Yeah.
Very good. And your power would be what? Powering a light bulb?
Sure.
Okay, very good. You're really, you know what? You are really on fumes right now.
I know.
It's like talking to that real estate lady on the Today Show.
Well, no, she always sounds like that.
I know. You know what you're going to do? You're going to hold it together for me.
I'm like post hemorrhaging laughing.
I know.
Right.
What is one rule of life you try to live by? Benicibo writes. Acebedo? Acebedo. What you got? Acebedo?
Acebedo?
Yeah. Ben Acebedo writes, what is the one rule of life you try to live by? And it can't be, don't talk about Fight Club. I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, I've said it before, is bring joy, get joy.
That's very strong. I think mine would be just laughter.
Yeah.
Find the laughter. Live the laughter. It makes things a lot better. Find the funny if you can. Still looking. After 20 years. I'm sure that it'll come. One of these days we'll find it. Bert Sagan writes, okay, how about $40? I don't know what that means. Royce West writes, dearest Casey. It's a little familiar. What is the memory from high school that still makes you cringe today when you think about it? Do you have one?
Ooh. Like personal?
I mean, I read you what the question is.
Well, there was one time I was a freshman in high school.
Right.
And I was in show choir. And thank you.
A smattering of applause.
I lettered in show choir.
Aha. I lettered
two
in theater.
Two of my friends, one was a senior and he was really popular, and the other one was another freshman young lady, and they came up and we were talking and everything, and about halfway through the conversation they kind of started like pushing each other a little bit, like with their elbows, kind of elbowing each other,
right?
And then finally Dana tried to say, you know, hey, you should go to the restroom, and I was like, well, I just came from the restroom. And she's like, yeah, I know. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, no.
What? And then finally Jason goes, Katie, your barn door is open.
Oh, your fly was down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't anything obscene.
It was just really embarrassing.
Mine was, I did, as I said, I lettered in theater, and I was in quite a few plays all throughout high school. And one of them was a Reader's Theater play. Now, have you ever done Reader's Theater?
Well, yeah.
But you're actually at like a desk or a table.
It's like a table read.
And when you do your part, you turn around. Although you have your lines memorized. And I had a French monologue. And it was a pretty funny play.
French?
Yeah, it was a monologue in French because it was a story about a caterpillar.
You speak French?
I spoke enough French back then that I could fake it, and I do a little bit of French. I mean, I could enough that I've given the lines, I could do them, okay? And it was French. It was a play about a dancing caterpillar. All right? It was all right. It was based on a Cary Grant movie, which was based, anyway, too many details. But when I turned around to do the French monologue, I just blanked.
Oh, no.
And it was in French, so you can't really fake it. And it was horrible because I memorized it, not phonetically. I knew what I was saying, but I couldn't fake my way out of it. I could have in any other situation. I was a wonderful improv guy.
And, not in French.
But not in French. And
maybe
I turned
you should have mimed.
Could have. Or just did what the proper French thing to do, which would have been surrender. I don't know. But I still remember the bulk of the monologue to this day. And it's tout ce qui aime la nature, de même que ce qui de la intéressante, de la danse, de la musique, c'est régérant avec notre le public, sir, blah, 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 blah. It was a paragraph like that. Today I remember it. I didn't then. And it was tough. And it was in front of, it was one of the days when we were doing previews. So it was in front of like 10 English classes in the auditorium.
Oh my God.
Not great. But when we performed it at Festival and when we performed it at Wolf Trap, I nailed it those times. So you know what?
Thank God.
Not so great. Marco Pareda writes, fair season is around the corner, which means deep fried foods aplenty. What are your favorite heart stopping fair cuisines? I guess this also counts for like a theme parks. When you go to something like a theme park or a state or county fair, do you have anything that's a go-to for you? I know they do stuff like fried butter.
Ew, gross.
I know, right?
That's disgusting. How does it not like just
I don't know. I wouldn't disintegrate. Do it. I wouldn't do it myself. Thank you.
Okay. I think I know what yours is.
Okay.
I think yours is going to be a turkey leg.
That is, but you know what? It's not fried. I have a fried favorite too.
Turkey leg, they're not fried?
They're smoked.
Oh.
Ah.
I don't know that I really have one. Maybe a funnel cake.
Funnel cake is great. Funnel cake is a very strong answer. Yeah. They have something at King's
but
Dominion.
But I think I probably maybe had five in my life.
They have something at King's Dominion called the Berserker, which is a funnel cake with soft serve ice cream and strawberries on it.
What?
Oh, it's out of this world.
How do you eat it?
What you do is you call a doctor that specializes in the pancreas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you begin. No, I think the greatest fried fair food I've ever had, because they undergo like chemical change, deep fried Oreo cookies.
See, I don't like Oreos.
Oh, but this, you see, the thing is there's so much fat or lard or whatever in the making of the actual cookie.
That's my point. That's why I don't like them. I can't get past the fact that it's Crisco with sugar in the middle.
But man, when it gets brought up to that temperature, it changes, man. It changes. It's really good. So anyway,
I would try one.
And I would eat the other three for you. Mike Pallett writes, and he says, Rob, pleased to be reading in your best Southern accent, which he spells S-U-T-H-E-R-N.
Well, that's how you spell it.
Southern. Say now here, Lady Boxwin, now that y'all are living here in the South, what will you be calling the beverage with the bubbles? Soda or pop? I guess now you'll be foregoing that beverage altogether and partaking in the proper beverage of the South, sweet tea. So I guess this one is for you. Now are you going to call it soda or pop? What are you going to call it down there?
Excuse me. I really am running on fumes. Like my voice is totally going.
I know. Barbara Corcoran.
I grew up calling it pop.
But you know what? To me, isn't pop more of a Midwest thing than a Southern thing?
Right. But I'm from Ohio.
Yeah. So you'll continue to call it pop, I would think.
But no, I would say for the past 15 years, I called it soda.
Trying to fit in. It's a desperate cry for help.
Because I never really drank this stuff. I drank tea growing up.
Will you drink sweet tea?
No, I don't think so. I don't like sweet tea.
I don't either. I'm more of a straight tea guy myself.
I like just regular tea. I don't like it to have sweetener in it.
I don't mind lemon. How about that? You know what you might want to try down there?
What's that?
Peach tea.
Peach tea?
Yeah. Because, but you're not like in Atlanta where everything is peach.
Okay.
In Atlanta, every street is Peach Street. Everything is peach. So I guess it's not as big of a deal in Savannah. Savannah's more about alcoholism, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Peter Henderson is more of a request. Now that she's in Savannah, may Katie please say, I do declare at least once an episode.
Well, I do declare.
All right.
We
have reached our quota. I like that. Rob Reif writes, Katie and Rob, which really should be Dear Casey. Katie and Rob, what is the last song to pop into your heads? Not get stuck there, just popped up into the old noodle. Odd. I actually can say it because yesterday I thought of it. I did not have the 45 and I went and I bought it on eBay so I could put it in my jukebox. Summer in the City by the Lovin' Spoonful.
Oh, that's a good song.
It's a great, great song. Do you have one that you can offer?
Since Dan and I were at your house the other day.
Right.
I have had Carole King's Where You Lead.
Good song, but an odd one.
Kind of a an odd cut from Carole King, I think.
It is. It's not one of her big movers. It certainly isn't.
No, no.
Whereas I picked, I think, the Love and Spoonful's biggest hit.
Probably.
I don't know. I'd have to look it
up. I'll also say that after our last show,
yes,
I had Karma Chameleon stuck in my head. And then...
No, I bet it was not because of our show. It's because you were so into the fact that Boy George was on American Idol.
Well, I wasn't watching American Idol. I saw it on Twitter.
Oh.
And I was like, what the heck? Change the channel. And we flipped over and I was like, oh, we were just talking about, this is not relevant. Okay. This is not like for Boy George to have followed up. I think it was because of us.
I think you're probably right. As a matter of fact, I guarantee it.
2 days later.
It just happens. Now, this is one that is obviously a newer listener because we've talked about this before. Sarah Ebert Massey, dear Casey, do Rob and Katie have any siblings?
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course. Let's do your rundown.
Sure. I have 3 sisters and a brother.
Right.
I have an older stepsister. I have an older full brother. I have a younger half-sister and another younger half-sister. But we're all very close, and we don't necessarily consider ourselves halves or steps or anything. We all grew up together.
That's cool.
So they're in total, I am 1 of 5.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know it was that many. I knew it was a lot.
Well, sister, brother, sister, sister, and I'm right in the middle.
Atta girl. I don't know why I said that.
Can you hear Presley? She's like yawning and stretching.
No, I'm listening to the listeners yawn right now.
That's harsh.
That was harsh, but it was more directed at myself. I have 2 brothers, half-brothers, Josh and Justin. And then I have 2 step-siblings, I guess they would be. They're the daughter and son of the woman my father married. So that makes her the step-brother and step-sister. Right?
Yeah, they're your stepsisters.
Okay, so there you go. Carla and Josh. So yeah, I've got 4 siblings. But they all came after I was like 35 years old.
Oh.
No, 30 years old. No, no, because he was at the wedding. So in my 20s. I wanted a brother growing up, but I never got that. And, you know, it's different when you're 25.
So you were an only child until you were about 25.
Yeah, exactly. And okay. Even then, you know, I think it always counts as being an only child. Brian Gray writes, yes. He wants us to theorize. If Elvis had not passed away in 1977, do you think he would have appeared on game shows such as Hollywood Squares or Password?
You know, I don't think so.
I'll take the King of Rock and Roll to block, please.
No, I honestly think that Elvis was so sort of sheltered and out of touch. I just don't think that that ever would have happened.
Yeah, I agree with you. He further asked, do you think he would have guest starred on The Love Boat or Fantasy Island?
I think he would have done a walk-on.
I don't think he would have. And I'll tell you why. Because the Colonel was very, very particular about what he would let his boy do and what he wouldn't do. Do you know, Elvis was offered the lead in West Side Story.
Oh.
He was offered the role of Tony in West Side Story. The Colonel would not let him do it because he wouldn't get soul above the title billing.
Huh.
It's okay. You can make Tickle Me in Paradise Hawaiian style, but we don't want you to make, you know, we don't want you making
West Side
Story.
But you don't think like that by the time like the 80s rolled around and it was Love Boat that he wouldn't, and Love Boat was so popular and so famous that he wouldn't have done like a.
I don't see it. I've always felt that if Elvis had ridden out the drugs and made it to say like 1982 and another big celebrity drug death preceded him, I think the Belushi death might have shaken him, you know, clear of all that stuff.
Man, you've really put some thought into this.
If he had gotten past that, what he would have done is he would have become a very, very popular country singer. Because his music was leaning towards country at the end anyway.
Okay.
And he could have been like a Johnny Cash or a George Jones, where he would have toured and still done his older stuff.
So but if he was George Jones, do you think he would have gotten pulled over on his lawnmower?
Probably. That would have been his plot line on Fantasy Island.
Right.
if he had done it. Now, I think that also he would have gotten away from the over-the-top performances that he had gotten into with the big fancy jumpsuits and the huge orchestra. I think he would have gotten back to a smaller rhythm group eventually. And wouldn't it have been great if he had done like an album like Johnny Cash did at the end? A stripped-down album that just featured his voice and good songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure that Rob is projecting what he thinks would have happened or what he wishes would have happened.
Thank you. I'm glad that you know me that well. Adam Joy writes a bunch of fast questions.
Does that keep you up at night?
It doesn't keep me up, but I do think about it.
Not anymore.
No.
Because you got it all laid out.
I got it all figured out.
Okay, go on.
Okay. Adam Joy, I'll let you run through these questions because they're fast, okay?
Okay.
Adam Joy wants to know, Katie, crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Neither.
Okay, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Spicy or mild?
Spicy.
Bagel or muffin?
Bagel.
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 Pulp or no pulp? I guess that's orange juice.
Pulp.
Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburger.
Nachos or french fries?
Ooh. French fries.
Snowboarding or skiing?
Neither.
Sausage or bacon?
Sausage.
Bath or shower?
Depends on the day.
Also, you can't really get into the shower with all those shampoo bottles on the floor.
Right. And quite frankly, sometimes it's hard to take a beer in the shower. I've done it, but it's much easier to take a beer in the bathtub.
That's my best friend Brad's favorite thing about vacation. He hits to have a shower beer.
What?
He has a shower beer. They rent a place that has an outside shower.
Uh-huh.
And he gets a beer and he goes and he has a shower beer. Takes a shower, has a beer. It's fantastic.
Johnny Midnight.
He's our boy. All right, let's finish these up. Book or movie?
Book.
Ferris wheel or roller coaster?
Roller coaster.
Potatoes, baked or mashed?
Mashed.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Hot fudge or caramel?
Ooh, hot fudge.
Ice cream or sorbet?
Sorbet.
And also, I'll have to answer this one. Can I have the last one?
Yeah.
It says, any tattoos or piercings? I only have one tattoo, but it is of a piercing.
I have two tattoos and my ears are pierced.
Very good. Would you get any others?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any plans to.
All right. Well, I mean, you never can tell. Do they offer that at Target?
Tattoos?
Or piercings?
I don't think so.
Amy McMinn Mangold. Oh, I guess it's pronounced Mangold.
Mano.
What are the best settings for listening to podcasts on my stereo? Bass, treble, etc. I can only tell you this for certain. It is all about the bass. No treble. So that's, I heard it on the radio.
That was mean.
No, it's fine.
It really does depend on your system and your room.
Also, whoever you're listening to.
Yeah.
For example, Katie and my voice, we could use a little bass.
Yeah.
Mike O'Mara or Dude Walker, don't worry about it. It's going to sound fine.
You're going to be fine.
It's going to rumble. It's going to make your ears tickle. So, anyway, make it sound the way you like it. And who's listening to a podcast on a stereo anyway?
And that really is the whole point, though, is make it sound how you enjoy it. And I think the other part is to lend itself to your point. We're one of the best sounding podcasts out there.
Yes.
And for the most part, podcasts don't sound that great, so it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. Are you listening? Alton Brown?
Oh.
Well, I'm mostly saying that because he did like 3 episodes 4 years ago. Still waiting on another one. He's busy. Hello?
He did a podcast?
Yeah, he did a few episodes, and then he just gave up on it.
Oh.
I know sometimes...
Like, no words, nothing?
No, just gone. It's just he did like 3 episodes, and that's it. He's gone. He is gone! She's gone! There ain't no more.
How do you feel about Hall & Oates?
Well, if you got a lot of oats to haul, you got to do it.
I love them.
Really? You know who hates them?
No.
Mike O'Mara.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Huh.
But I will tell you this. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll tear you up. She's a man-eater.
I thought it was she'll chew you up.
You know, you might be right.
I'm pretty sure I am.
You're the Hall & Oates expert, so.
It makes sense with man-eater.
Yes, you're
she'll
right.
She'll chew you up.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, yeah. Here she comes. She's a man-eater.
Yeah.
Are you also an expert in the M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E? The Method of Modern Love?
No.
It's another Hall & Oates song.
Well, I know about the M-E-T-H-O-D man. The M-E-T-H-O-D man.
Well, the bad news is that my computer ran out of memory 20 minutes ago. So we're
no longer recording.
That's right. I need more RAM.
You got mad problems.
Yeah, bitch. Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Rob and Joe.
And Mickey.
And Mickey and Marcus and
Gary.
Gary and Tony.
And Tony.
And don't forget, Steve Mermelstein.
Steve Mermelstein.
He's the best.
He's the bomb.
He's the bomb, bitch.
He's the bomb, bitch.
I'm co-hosting AmeriCast, bitch. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Robbie.
We will see you all next week as we resume our regular schedule. Thank you, Katie, for building a studio in that faraway land so we can continue to do this show.
Why, it was my pleasure. I do declare.
And you know what? When your taxes come along, you should declare. Because I do believe it's a business expense. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Hey, have we ever played this to the end?
No. Maybe.
It's fantastic.
It's a great song.
Well, quiet. We'll play it to the label here. There's only 9 seconds left. Wow, I feel like a new man. See
you
later.
It's got like a little flare at the end.
A little bit. A little hoof.
Hoof.
Hoof. All right. Go see if Dan still wants to be married.
We're not on the rocks, Rob.
No, that's the second Arthur movie. Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Are we hanging up?
Well, no. You've got to give me some sort of out cue so I can play dude.
I already said.
I know, but you need to do it again.
Toodaloo.
Thank you.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now we're done.
Okay. 'Kay, so hold on, is this gonna work? Oh yeah, I think this is gonna work.
What are you doing?
I'm MacGyver is what I'm doing. Okay, hold on. Damn it. Do we have one?
I don't know, I can probably find one.
Good luck with that.
Or you can just use sides of things.
I couldn't find a flipping sheet. I can't find a bottle opener. I'm using pliers. So that's what the whole thing is. I had to go outside because we don't have a refrigerator yet, but there is a refrigerator in the studio apartment. So I went outside because earlier today, I found 4 beers out there.
Ah, what kind?
These would be Sweetwater Brewing Company Extra Pale Ale 420.
Oh, so it's pot beer.
Yeah, but they're delicious.
Well, I suppose so.
And... oh, there, I got it. I found a pair. But, well, so that was one trip downstairs. Then I came back up. And I was like, I can't open these. So then I went back downstairs. But then I heard the Skype call. So I ran back up, but I missed your call. So then I ran back down. And the only thing that I could find were pliers. These aren't even pliers. This is, what is this called?
Channel locks?
Huh?
Channel locks? Needle nose pliers?
No. These are...
Is it a hammer?
I know what a hammer is.
All right. Is it hammer time?
I feel like it's pliers, like the real pliers, but it's got the... where it can be either big or small.
Those are channel locks.
Okay, well then they're channel locks. And that's how I just opened my beer.
And you're sure it's not a hammer?
No, we couldn't find the hammer earlier. That was a whole thing.
I can't really get into it, but now I have a breathing machine at night and I have been assigned reading glasses. You know, you're in a room and it's literally...
You're not lined, just outdoors in an open field.
It's lined. The walls are lined with glasses. If there is a vertical space, there's a rack and there's glasses on it. And he said, you'll want glasses from here. And he took me to half of a column.
Okay.
And I said, well, they're nice. Why should I get those? Are they covered by insurance? He says, everything's covered by insurance, but these are glasses for big heads.
Oh dear. Yeah, you know, I did get my eyes snapped. And before that, I wore children's glasses. We have opposite problems.
He looked at me and he said, it's cool. I've got a big head too. I said, it's not cool. It's not cool at all.
It's like a club.
No, I was not happy with that.